Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undress and Run podcast, brought to you by Macy's. I'm L'Oreal, and we have a very, very special guest this week, and she knows everything about fashion. We're going to keep you in suspense for just a little bit, but this episode, we're going to be talking about Krishan Rock. She is pregnant. Lord, no. What did we do, and what did we do to deserve this? Republican Congressman George Santos finally admits to drag pics, which we already knew. Amber Rose, baby daddy, is engaged to Cher, which is one of the craziest things I've seen in quite a bit. And also, it goes down in my DMs, L'Oreal's DMs. But first, I want to welcome such an amazing person. I love her. Such a great, beautiful spirit. So fly every time you see her. She's always shutting it down. You know her as the CEO and founder of Fashion Bomb Daily. Welcome to the Undressing Room podcast, Claire Summers. Hey,
wow,
Claire.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. This is my first, like, you know, kind of my first podcast where I'm just talking about stuff. So this
yes! So we're popping your cherry. We're getting you undressed.
Ooh,
you're
Lord.
Taking your clothes off. You're going to let your hair down.
I don't know if I'm ready. We'll see.
You're definitely ready. I know you are. And one thing I know you love is fashion, just like I love fashion. And Macy's has all of that covered. And you know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. So is Side Chick Day. Never leave out either. So is Side Dude Day.
Oh, okay.
You got to take care of everybody, right? So if you're stumped on what to get your special someone, Macy's got you covered with the Gift Finder. They got amazing gifts at any price because we know times are a little hard out here, but you might have a good budget. So you got a luxe one all the way to $25 and under, which I love because then you could get the special little people in your life something too. So it doesn't just have to be all about romantic love. It could be about family love or, you know, love for your daughter. So you can go and get inspiration and check out great gift ideas at Macy's.com/gift finder. Macy's has the best PJs for cozy nights in, flowers for date nights out, candy and chocolates to treat yourself, as well as handbags to celebrate Galentine's Day. Do you celebrate Galentine's Day?
No, I do not. Do you?
You don't? I do celebrate Galentine's Day. I think it's important when, especially because some of your friends, you may have talked out of bad relationships, so you got to make sure you're there.
Most of my friends are married.
Well, they're not. Some of them are married and miserable because I know some married, miserable people. I know some married, happy people.
They're happy for now.
Well, that works out. That works out. So maybe no Galentine's Day. Maybe you could treat yourself and make that Galentine's Day, but you can find the most sought after gifts from Macy's best brands like Kate Spade, Coach, Ralph Lauren, Swarovski, and so much more. And don't forget, like I said, to treat yourself. I know you like to treat yourself and go shopping a little bit. Macy's is not too far from you, so I know you frequent in there as well.
Yes, I do.
You got to get your stuff up, your fragrances, your self-care, beauty routine, beautiful jewelry. You can get everything at Macy's.com/gift finder to find the best gifts for Valentine's Day. And speaking of Valentine's Day, I know you've been seeing this going crazy on the internet lately, and a lot of people have had things to say about this. Now, Krishan Rock is pregnant. Now, in the latest chapter, she's saying that she's pregnant. And this was shortly after a viral clip went around of him getting her pretty much dragged out of an interview by security that was in the building. She like kicked TVs on the way out. It's really extremely sad. And, you know, he blames her. She blames him. It's an extremely toxic relationship. But she did deliver the news on Instagram the other day. She posted a picture of 3 positive pregnancy tests. And she said, guess how many heartbeats? Not long after that, Blueface took to social media. He denied being the father, and he accused her of sleeping with 10 men. Wow. Now, you know that whole thing is blowing up in his face because now he's like going back and forth with, I don't know if you're familiar with DJ Academics. And him and Blueface actually went at it just the other day. And Blueface threatened to beat DJ Academic up. And he told him, why doesn't he beat up the 10 guys that slept with his girl?
Wow.
So you kind of set yourself up when you put your business like that out, right?
Yeah, this whole situation is a hot mess. I really feel for Krishan. I know, you know, babies are a blessing. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're happy that she has a baby and we pray we're going to keep that baby lifted in prayer. We're going to actually keep everybody involved in our thoughts because this is just a mess. But, you know, I think all of us have been in a toxic relationship before, right? Haven't you?
We all. I've been in such a bad situation. Like my last relationship was one of the worst relationships I think like I've seen a lot of people go through, like any of my friends or whatever, super yeah. extremely toxic, abusive, just not good for me. It wasn't as bad as Krishan and Blueface, yeah. but it was some moments we had that would give. And sometimes I was the agitator, but mm-hmm. it was a learned behavior from him. Like I had never put my hands on no other guy before. It was right. like me trying to get my get back, you know? And I see that yeah. sometimes with her, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I do see that she has issues with, it seems as though she has alcohol issues.
Yeah.
And when you get to drinking and you're young, like Krishan, she's 22 years old. She's mm-hmm. a former track star. She comes from a family that's a little all over the place as well. Right. So this yeah. seems like this is a repeated situation when it comes to her and family. And I will say Blueface has the same situations. He has toxic situations with his mother, his sister. He's thrown out his house physically. Mm-hmm. and put his hands even on his mother. His mother stands beside him, though. I'll say that. I mean, as a mother, I'm pretty sure it has to be hard to let your son go. But so you said something interesting that I see certain people are not saying. And you said a baby is a blessing and, you know, we're going to yeah. lift the baby. Some people are saying that they don't think Krishan should go forward with it.
I don't know. It's especially as a woman who, you know, wants to have a baby or contemplates having a baby. I would never tell a woman, you know, it's ultimately her choice, right? But, you know, I look at a baby as a blessing. And I do hope that she can learn from this. You know, just like you were saying, you were in a toxic relationship. I've been in a toxic relationship. And I look back now, I'm like, man, I was crazy in love yeah. and drunk half the time too, probably.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, you have to have that one moment, that one thing that sets you off and you're like, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I hope that she comes to that point, comes to that realization very soon and just mm-hmm. finds a situation for her and her baby that are good for her, that where she's clear minded and that she can grow up. Like, it's really time for her to grow up. I think it is.
And my only concern is she's still on live fighting. She's still fighting him. Hopefully she's not drinking because at the end of the day, a baby is a blessing. And I agree with mm-hmm. you. But I also do think that you can ruin your blessing. And what I mean by that is you're drinking. That yeah. alone can harm a baby. You know, I don't know mm-hmm. if they're taking pills, if they're on any kind of, like, I'm not saying she does that. I don't know what they do behind closed doors. I only know what they show us on social media, right? And there was one thing that I saw Bobby Lights from Love & Hip Hop Miami. He mm-hmm. actually commented on this whole situation and he said, well, you know what? Since nobody's going to say it, I'm going to be the one to say it. He said, Krishan, baby, you are not ready for this baby. He said, you need to take a second. You need mm-hmm. to get your life together because you bringing this baby into the world is not going to be good for you. Yeah. And he's like, someone has to tell her instead of people just being like, I can't watch this anymore and still watching it. It's sad because even with me, when I left my situation, I kept going back and I was lying to all my friends and wow. like my best friends and I didn't see anything wrong with it because I was just like, they don't understand. We're really in love. And
but this what made you life. Leave him? What made you ultimately leave him?
So ultimately, it's so crazy because I dealt with him for longer than I think anyone knows, right? And what really made me stop dealing with him was somebody else that showed me that, like, that wasn't love. Like, that person didn't care about me as I thought they did. That wasn't, and it's not like I didn't know, but it was just a connection that I had with that person. And I just feel like maybe I thought I was never going to have a connection like that with anybody else. And then when I met someone else, I was like, wait a minute, this connection is way stronger. And I don't even, I just met him. You know, it was just, I needed to. But a lot of other things happened in between that, like a lot of praying, a lot of separating myself. I moved to a whole different place. You know, there were several things, but for some reason, I kept going back to him. Like, it's a comfort thing. And when somebody like that, that's toxic, they know you, they know how to get you too. They know how to keep you.
Sometimes I'm just addicted to toxicity and toxic people. It's like that bad angel on your shoulder. You know you shouldn't be listening to them, but you're just, there's something about them that draws you to them. And sometimes your soulmates can be the people who hurt you the most, but also teach you the biggest lessons in life. For me, I needed my friends to intervene, my family to intervene, but also I just got to a point where I was like, yo, I just woke up one day. I'm like, this guy is a liar. Like, he's a pathological liar. And I had to just realize it for myself, even though other people were telling me. And that's what I hope for Krishan. I hope that she just comes to the realization sooner than later that as much as she loves him and as much chemistry as they have and as much fun as they have together, this is not serving you and what you want to do in your future.
Did your situation, when you were ready to leave, did he let you go easy or?
No. I'm really grateful for my parents, my father, who unfortunately passed away a year ago.
I'm sorry.
He literally took me first. He told, because we were living together. So first he told him to leave, like he had to get out of my house. They had to talk together. He was like, I wasn't going to hurt him, but I know people. He was like, I got some brooms. I was like, oh,
I'll have somebody pull up real quick.
Like, my dad is a professional man, but
that's hilarious. Not for his baby. He, you know,
he was a little gangster. And then he took me on a trip. He took the family on a trip to Cuba. Cuba, I don't know if you've been, but Cuba doesn't have Wi-Fi. And he saw that this guy, because this guy kept calling, and he was like, Claire, stop talking to him. And I couldn't really, I didn't have phone service anyway. So with distance, it probably took me 10 days before I started to feel lighter. I felt better. And even though there were still some times where I felt like I was still in love or I would cry, I knew that I needed to leave him in order for me to go to the next level that I wanted to in my life. Right. And I think that's true for any addiction, because you could be addicted to love. You can be addicted to a toxic person, but you have to kind of decide within yourself that you want better for yourself and it's only going to be you.
The good thing about Krishan is, this is happening in front of people. So at some point, I feel like she will get a grasp and be tired of looking crazy or tired of being embarrassed and tired of going through it. I hid mine. So with me, most people didn't know what I was going through. It was probably like only one person. I would lie to her too. And it's bad. So it's bad when you lie and you hide things. But when people see it, it's kind of like it's a constant thing that's going to be brought up all the time. So like for me, people were thinking he was like Prince Charming. You know what I mean? Like they love this guy and I'm not telling them anything at all. And I'm just letting them continue to love him, even though I know that he's, you know, being whatever way towards me. I think Blueface will leave her alone. I think she's not going to leave him alone. She's chasing him down the street in cars. I just need her to be safe. Like one way or another, she knocked him out cold the other day. What is this on?
I'm so, you know, I feel so out of it sometimes because I don't watch. Should I be watching their show on Zeus?
I just feel like I can't because I feel like I'm promoting domestic violence. And like, I see her on Instagram.
So I'm familiar, but I don't know the details, but I can.
She's pretty violent too. They're both very, very, very violent. It's just hopefully, like you said, the baby is healthy and somebody is there to guide both.
We need an intervention. We need friends, family to kind of get around her and love on her and love on that baby and hope that she just continues to to evolve.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
That's right. Well, this person is devolving, and that's Congressman George Santos. Now, he is finally admitting to dressing up in drag in those pictures that was circulating. He originally denied the reports that he once performed as a drag queen in Brazil. Now, he is a supporter, because this is what's so crazy, just in case you're not familiar with him. He's a supporter of Florida's Don't Say Gay law. He's admitting that there is truth to the reports that TMZ let out there. He's saying that it was just a little harmless fun, is what he's calling it.
It's not a drag queen in Brazil, guys. I was young and I had fun at a festival.
Now, the Don't Say Gay bill, it bans instruction on gender identity and sexual orientation in kindergarten through third grade classes. So he is trying to limit others from expressing their sexuality in whatever kind of way. I do understand that these are young kids and we shouldn't be really thinking about sexuality. But let's be real. When you were in kindergarten, did you have a boyfriend?
Mm-mm.
For real? I had a little play boyfriend.
You know what? I realize now my parents are pretty crazy. My parents are still, like, to this day, I'm afraid. Like, I'm afraid.
Really?
Yes, to this day, my mom is like, don't wear that. I mean, I'm obviously grown, but I still have a lot. I'm like, I don't know what they did, but they got me in line with my Caribbean parents, so.
Well, that's what it is. That's the Caribbean upbringing, because they not finna play that.
I think that there is, whenever kids normally take sex ed, I think that's what, junior high? I think that that's appropriate to start talking about gender identity and things like that. But kindergarten, I kind of agree with him that that might be too young to be discussing sex.
Not physically sex, but more like, what do you identify as, right? Because there are some kids that know early on that they don't feel like a girl or a boy, or they don't feel like what people are telling them they are. And at first, I didn't think so, but I've seen it.
I think that's probably a discussion for the parents, more so the school. Maybe the school can have a resource available to them, but I don't know about teaching it or discussing it in school.
So basically he's saying that you can't do this at all, right? So say at home the parents are accepting that their child is identifying as a boy, right? Now they have a little girl and she's like, no, mom, I feel like a boy. I feel like him. Okay. Now, and they're telling their daughter, you feel comfortable being what you want to be. And she comes to school and they're like, little girl. And she's like, no, I want to be called a little boy. They're saying until third grade, they're not even going to acknowledge that from a child. That's like against the law. Now with that, I have an issue with, because that's not your issue. That is in the home, you know? And if they choose to be called something else, I do understand, like, when it comes to, like, when Zaya was the big discussion, right?
Okay.
And with Zaya, Zaya wanted to change her name. Zaya wanted to change a lot of things. What I said was, at 18 years old is when you should be like, okay, I want to get boobs. I want to get this. You have to be at least an adult consenting age to do that. But in order to say, like, you identify as a girl and call me Zaya and I want long hair, how are you going to tell that child, wait till 18 till people are calling you a woman and you got to live as a man or a boy?
Right.
I couldn't imagine mentally somebody telling me, like, I'm like, everybody call me L'Oreal. I know it's not the same, but still, everybody call me L'Oreal. No, we're going to call you this because that's what we feel comfortable calling you. And it's like, that's not my name, you know? Yeah. So I think, you know,
I agree. If the child wants to be called a boy or use they or kind of neutral pronouns, that's fine.
It is crazy that we're talking about this with kindergartners and third grade kids. I mean, I understand that, but these kids are advanced now. They be knowing more than us.
I slip up all the time. It's like foot and mouth, and I don't mean to. I never want to offend anybody. I'm a LGBTQ+ ally. Yeah. I have family members who are gay, and so you know. But sometimes I just slip and I see a boy and I'm like, I say boy. And one of my best friends is a transgender woman, and he had to get really mad at me before I started to address her, as a proper pronoun. So there's a lot of learning that has to go on with older generations, especially, you know, particularly if you're in school, just learning what to say and how not to be offensive. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, and compassion on both sides. Compassion on both sides. And one thing I do, and not same, like LGBTQ+ community, definitely I'm an ally. But I will say that sometimes we tend to attack each other instead of explaining. And that was a situation and educating. That's a situation I got into on the morning show, on the morning hustle, before when we went back and forth with Kehlani. And it was really my co-host, but I jumped in because I was like, you know, you should have taught. That was a teachable moment. And instead, you decided to leave out and then say what you had to say and bash everyone. But like, I think if we just talk to each other, like I spoke to Janelle Monae and she explained to me how she felt. And maybe I needed that, you know, maybe I needed that education. And I think that's what the issue is with this man here. It's like, you know, you're telling people what not to say, what not to do. Meanwhile, you're dressing up in drag and calling it fun. You know, but you're stopping people from being who they want to be. But for fun, you can mock the very same people you're trying to limit from being their selves. So
I think it's just important in general to reserve judgment. Don't be judgmental. Just come to it with an open heart because none of us are perfect, right?
That's right.
And then yesterday I was actually interviewing the ladies from Bougie Hippie. I'm here in Dallas interviewing them. And they said how they resolve issues is to just lead with love. So I think when you lead with love, just in general, you won't run into issues like this. George Santos.
That's right. So I have a question for you though. Have you ever done something when you were young that you felt you didn't want to admit?
I am so happy we didn't have Instagram and Facebook when we were in college and high school.
Girl,
it would be in shambles, like the dumb we could do and say, and like the person that you were when you were in high school or college is not the person. That's not the person I am.
I would walk past her. You get what I'm saying? Right? If I see her, I might give her a high five. But
she was a mess. Like I call there's an old Claire and a new Claire, you know? So I would hate to even think of what I could have put out on Twitter or anything. Like, you know how people be digging up the old tweets and holding them accountable now for stuff they said then. And I'm just like, it's unfair. And I really hope that in 2023, we cancel culture. We give people some grace. Obviously this case is a little funky because, you know, he's being judgmental and he's dressing up in drag, so you know, whatever, case by case basis. But you know, if somebody does stuff when they're young, just give them some grace because we were all young and dumb.
That's right.
McDonald's is not new to chicken, so maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy, juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Now you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And we have Claire Summers, a fashion bomb daily, sitting in with us today. Now let's talk about Amber Rose. Woo, woo, woo. Okay.
Yeah.
Not her, but her damn baby daddy. Okay.
You better do it.
Listen, he better do it or Cher better do him. So at first we all saw when Cher hit the scene with AE, they were saying that they were working on music together. He's a producer. He's one of Tiger's best friends. We know he has a baby with Amber Rose. But then on Christmas, Cher put up a picture of a huge diamond ring that she received. And she said that she's officially engaged to her boyfriend, AE. Now, there's so many reports that has been out there. They said that her friends are like, she needs to be careful. Some people thought it was just like a stunt. They ran into paparazzi and they asked her about her engagement. And she said, it's going okay. Okay is not, I don't know if I, that sounds like a red flag already, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she was on Kelly Clarkson and she said this about her new boo.
Well, on paper, it's kind of ridiculous, but in real life, we get along great. He's fabulous. And I don't give men qualities that they don't deserve, you know, but he's very kind. He's very smart. He's very talented and he's really funny. So, and I think he's quite handsome.
And let's be real, at 76 years old, Cher is still a bad bitch. I don't care what nobody. Is she
iconic? She's iconic and this is iconic. This is how you do it.
Okay, so I love that you're saying that because it gives rock star. If this was a man, no one would have anything to say, but he's 36 years old. He has a baby named Slash, which is very fitting for Cher. And you know, that to me, that just all goes hand in hand because he's kind of like on his rock star vibes too. So do you think a 40-year age gap between an older woman and a younger man, do you feel as though that can be successful?
Hell yeah. I mean, yes. But I wish, you know, my mom is around that age. I'm like, if she had her a little young thing, I mean, that would make me a little uncomfortable because she's around my age. But I'm not mad at it. And just do what makes you happy. And so, you know, I am all for this.
Have you ever dated a younger man?
All I do is date younger men. Hello.
Really?
Yeah, the cougar. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I'm serious. My fiance is 4 or 5 years younger than me. Literally, younger than me. Not, you know, several years younger.
Yeah.
I like him young. How about you?
I don't know. I don't do younger men. I've only ever dated like within my age range, maybe a little older, but like, I don't like old men and I don't like, And the younger guys, I just feel like you have enough dealing with a guy that's your age. I feel like their maturity level, not everyone. Obviously, you have some that are like way more advanced. But it's the maturity level for me because I'm like an old soul, you know, and all my friends that I've ever been around have always been like 10 plus years older than me. So for me to deal with a youngin', first of all, they probably would make fun of me.
But guys do take a while. They take longer than women to mature. And I would say like the late 30s, 40s is like kind of the good time to get them any younger. Yeah. And they're in the streets, generally speaking.
See, so. I can't do a for the streets kind of guy because I'm very either. Like, yeah, and my freak flag won't even fly with somebody that I don't feel like is a contender or somebody that like I can trust or whatever. If I feel like you're outside running around, it's just like my body don't even work the same. It shuts right. down kind of, you know what I mean? Because it's not, that's just not attractive to me. But when I did see them, I'm not going to lie, I did think it was fake at first. I thought really? That, yeah, because once I heard they were working on music and he was like helping her produce her project, I was mm-hmm. like, okay, they went out and they seen how people reacted towards them, and maybe they're using this as promotion. I definitely thought that. But maybe. I don't know, because I can't imagine the two of them having sex. It actually turns my stomach.
No, but Sharon looks like she takes care of herself. She looks like she's still in great shape.
Yeah.
She looks like she can pop it like the rest of them. Like, I don't know. Sharon kind of seems almost timeless and ageless to me a little
bit. I could
bit.
See that because she's Cher. Mm-hmm. But
would you say the same thing about Madonna, who's yes. also, I think.
Yes. Madonna is cringy nowadays. I'm sorry. And I love her. I think she's an icon and I think she's amazing.
She's a little cringy, but would you be surprised if she were with a younger man? Because I feel like she's always with the younger man.
She's always with a younger man. She's always with a 20-year-old. I think it's the fact that we know him. And not only do we know him, but Amber Rose, who... Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the sex symbol of our time, right? Was one yeah. of the biggest sex symbols of our time. And mm-hmm. I just couldn't imagine going from Amber Rose to Cher. I mean, and it's no disrespect to Cher, but I don't know. I don't know what to think.
To be honest. Cher's super rich. She's super famous.
Well, that's what scares me, because I think that yeah. that's all he cares about.
It might be an opportunistic thing. You know, a young woman with an older man, it would be the same thing. But you know what? If it works for them, then...
Right. Get a prenup, girl. As yeah. long as she... That's awesome. Isn't that what it is? She probably knows that, like, yeah. he's, like, a little bit of a clout chaser, in a sense.
When you're famous or you're influential, you always kind of have to watch out for that stuff. There are men who are groupies too, but you know,
the majority of groupies are men.
Oh my gosh. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like listen, that's a new, this new generation is a.
Let's be real. Let's be real. You've mm-hmm. definitely been in the club before and an artist walked in and a man has tried to push you out the way to get to the artist, right or wrong?
Definitely, yes.
Every time. Yes. It's never a woman.
But you know okay. how we kind of feel like in our lives, like I'm just like, I wanna make sure that I get everything that I want now. And cause you kind of feel like the clock is running out, but you want to make sure that you're getting set up so that you can enjoy life. And Cher shows that you can enjoy life at any age. Like it's never too late to get what you want, to do what you want. So
let's be real. You were right. The clock is running out. 76. And not like I'm, you know, Cher, she looks like she's going to be living to like 102 at least.
And I don't think she has any children, but really think about it. Like, what do you get all this money for? Like, what are you doing it for? You want to enjoy it while you're here. And if you can share yeah. with somebody you love while you're here, then why not?
Well, I'm a little lost. She doesn't have any children?
I don't think so. Have you ever seen her with children? Or does she have a child? Hold on. She might have
I just only know Sunny. Every time I think of Cher, I think Sunny, and that's about it.
Oh, wait. She does have, it looks like
she Oh, dear, you done killed off her kids now.
Sorry. I never see them. Sorry,
it's okay. It's okay. She's not having any more. We know that much.
She can share with all them, all her men.
Hopefully, she could take Krishan's kid, and until she's ready,
oh, okay.
and she could raise her. Okay, so we're going to get into my DMs now. This is a segment we do each and every week because I got so many creeps sliding up in there. We thought we might as well put them on blast and turn it into a segment, right? So I never give them any play. I pretty much never respond to anybody. I think mm-hmm. I just do this because deep down, you know, I'm like a bully of bullies, right? That's what I like to call myself. I bully bullies, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel like these guys are really aggressive and they think that they're God's gift to the earth. So I have to just humble them a little bit by reading their message and simply closing it out and deleting it.
Deleting blocks, my favorite too.
Do you get what I'm saying? Blocking them? Because yeah. most of these guys have girlfriends on their page or whatever the case, but they still continue to go hard. So this one I thought was actually really, really interesting. He actually sent me a picture. This is him. and he's in jail.
Oh, love after lockup. Yes.
Okay. So all he did was put me, this is me from Chicago. He put his name. He said, just sending you a look at your future husband.
Okay. I like that, that confidence.
Live from jail.
Do you watch Love After Lockup?
Is that the one that had the girl that had to pay the $500 dinner bill?
For $500 for some lobster and shrimp. Yes.
Oh my God. Are they still together? Because I've only ever seen the blog. Does he love her or is he sharing AE?
He said, it looks like it's love, child. You need to watch Love After Lockup. It is the best. It's so funny. It is, but there is love after lockup. So don't.
So you think I should let him like entertain his message?
Well, you have a man, so no.
Yeah, but I mean, we could do it for the show.
Yeah. Do we know why he's in there?
I don't play with felons or anything like that. I don't, because you mess around and be joking with them and he be waiting for me like Snoop and Baby Boy.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, okay.
With his little knapsack.
I believe that one.
I know. Okay, so we're going to get rid of that. Now, this guy here, I thought this was clever. Okay, now this one here is real clever because sometimes people get creative, right? Mm-hmm. They know that I'm not going to respond to just any old thing. So then they try this approach. Hello, L'Oreal. I'm reaching out to you because I'm starting a YouTube and a TikTok channel, which will be about traveling, eating, and doing fun activities in different countries around the world. Seems like he knows me well, right? Those are things, all things that I do. Mm-hmm. And I would love for you to be a part of the first episode. All expenses will be paid. I'm sure I will.
No.
This is a vacation. You're trying to trick me into going somewhere with this. Ain't no booking or no interview or no host for no show.
No, you do not get flued out to wherever they are.
What makes these people? Because this is like one of a billion people that have said, meet me here. I'll fly you. Meet me here. I'll pay you. Meet me here. I'm like, okay, now I'm a prostitute. And I'm getting you're like, what makes these people think that this is okay to do? And do you think that people actually really take their advance?
I hope not. I actually got one DM. This guy, he offered me, he said he's looking for a sugar baby that he would pay a $7,000 a week allowance, and that I didn't, no nudity, no, just chatting, no sexting. And I was like, block, delete.
I would have sent my Cash App. Like, let's put the seven in there first.
I was like, block, delete. But I was like, oh, I got a sugar baby request. Okay, that's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of cute. Cool. I probably would have responded to that one there. And I've had people reach out to me asking if they could pay me to curse them out.
Wow. Did you send them your Cash App?
So I'm going to tell you why I didn't, because I thought about it. So one person offered me $1,500 to curse him out for 5 minutes. Okay. So I was like, that sounds like a damn bargain. And then I thought about it and I was like, what if this person records me? Mm-hmm. I have the most distinct voice. There's no way that I'm going to be like, that wasn't me. Right. So, and then they're like, this is how she's really crazy or anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I didn't think that $1,500 was worth my career.
No.
But if you want to seriously get cursed out and pay me for it, and like, you're not going to put me on a blast, anybody, you could definitely reach out. I mean, I curse people out for free every day.
That is so funny.
So if y'all want to slide into my DM, y'all know what to do. Go to Starring L'Oreal on Instagram, StarringL'Oreal. And you can slide into my DMs. We'll talk all about it. And we've had people sing to me clear, all kind of stuff. It's really ridiculous.
Yes. So I know some real life sugar babies though. Like,
do you?
Yes. Like women who get flown out everywhere. These men have wives and they just want some kinky shit, and the girls are down for it.
And like, what do you like? What's the most you've ever heard anyone getting from these sugar daddies?
I've heard, okay, this is a friend of a friend. They get like a penthouse apartment, rent paid. Mm. They get like unlimited shopping budget. They get, you know, flown out to Mexico for luxury vacations, but they just have to do a little.
Oh, okay. Well, no. See, I thought we was just friends. I
thought we was just friends. I didn't know. You just took me out.
This is not just a chat. This is for
this is for that. Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, I guess she's getting everything she deserves. All I get is this. Dunkus, hit it.
And I was wondering if I could take you out, show you a good time, show you.
Oh, Lord. Bless his heart. Bless his heart, whoever
he is. It's no unlimited shopping spree, but I guess it's all for me, so.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Okay, so we're going to talk about, because it's Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, everything fashion. Claire, you can break everything down for us. And y'all know Claire is the CEO and founder of one of my favorite all time. Listen, I go to Fashion Bomb daily every single day, checking the details of everybody's outfits. Okay. You make me go broke a lot of times too, because now I got to go and buy it. You know, before it's like, I didn't know where to get it. I didn't know what this is. Now I click. Right. Thanks to Claire, we could find it all. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about everything, like the front row seats, the fashion that you've seen this week. I'm going to say real quick, my favorite fashion moment is my spirit animal, Kodak Black. When he hit the runway, I was so excited for him, because I know that's not typical like a Paris Fashion Week, but I love to see us out there, and I love that it was him.
Yeah. So in Paris, there's Men's Fashion Week that just concluded, and right now there's Haute Couture. And my favorite moment is actually Doja Cat. She was one of the front row attendees at the Schiaparelli Haute Couture show. And she wore head to toe red. She had makeup by Pat McGrath. These are expertly applied, like, sequins and jewels all over her face and her body. It looks like she cut all her hair off, so it's all over her head and her eyelids. And then she has a corset and these boots. And, you know, that's the way you make an entrance. That's how you do Fashion Week. That's Fashion Week in a moment. Doja Cat just taking it there. Because a lot of people don't remember, I guess, that fashion is art. You know, it's like you're walking art form, and it takes a lot of skill and time and application. And she just showed dedication to the art and to creating a moment. So I would say that she probably won Fashion Week.
Yeah, I read that it was 30,000 crystals, that it took over 4 hours to apply. And like, but how do you move around?
You just do it for the moment, and then you go home. Hopefully she soaked in a tub. And Pat McGrath, I know you're familiar with her, but this is a Black makeup artist. This is
amazing.
This is so iconic. And that's something that we didn't really discuss on Fashion Bomb, because it was more of the moment. But like, he's talking about people of color and their contribution to fashion, and how we don't always kind of acknowledge or recognize that. But, you know, Doja is a woman of color. Pat McGrath's a woman of color. And they are part of this team that created this show-stopping moment. So,
definitely shut down Fashion Week.
Shut it down. Yes.
Everywhere you saw Doja. I'm not going to lie, because I'm always going to be honest. Doja, please grow your eyebrows back. I mean, it was okay for Fashion Week, but I need the eyebrows. Like, it's not giving me life anymore. I'm an eyebrow person anyway. So I just need to have them back. It was cool for what you was doing, and now it's over. I'm sorry.
You know what? For true fashion girls, they're mm-hmm. afraid to do kind of like the ugly, pretty thing. Like yeah. even Rihanna is beautiful. And so is Doja. They're both really beautiful women. But they'll have these moments where they'll just play with their makeup or they'll yeah. wear something that's kind of unexpected. They could go the super pretty route, but they have fun with it and they mix it up. And I think it keeps things interesting and it's, you know, great for conversation too.
It does keep things interesting. Another yeah. thing I saw a lot of people talking about was Kylie Jenner and that lion head. First of all,
inspired by King Joffrey Joffer.
Exactly. Give homage. If they don't give homage where homage is due, that is from the King of Zamunda. And they should have gave them their props. That's the only thing I don't like, because he was the originator. And yeah. if they asked me who wore it best, it was definitely James Earl Jones. How dare yeah. she? Mm-mm. How dare she come for the king? Do you feel like there was a point when there wasn't a lot of, because you mentioned like it's a lot of us, we're here now, right? Mm-hmm. Was mm-hmm. There was a point where there wasn't many of us in the fashion world at all.
There still aren't many of us, to be right. honest. I mean, right. if you look at the guest list, I mean, maybe... I couldn't say percentages, but we're not like a large percentage of the guests who are attending. A lot of us are still outside looking in, offering our critiques. But there are people.
Oh, no. Not offering critiques. They're stealing the ideas.
They're stealing ideas, too. You
and
know?
Not letting anyone in the building. You steal the right. ideas and then not let them in the building. But shout out to the guys that were out there, because I see more guys than women mm-hmm. that they mm-hmm. let in. And mm-hmm. I mean, like Little Baby and Pusha mm-hmm. T mm-hmm. and Pharrell mm-hmm. is always front row. I just, mm-hmm. I love to see that. I love Doja mm-hmm. being front row. I just want to see more of us because we influence fashion and the culture, and we mm-hmm. just don't get the credit that we deserve. And we, if we got to Devo and do what we got to do, let's do it. You know, let's shut down yeah. Paris Fashion Week. Let's do it in New York. Do what we got to do. Blue Ivy. Let's talk yes. about her really quickly. She's been shutting down every time she steps outside.
I can't wait for Blue Ivy. I can't wait for Northwest. I can't wait for these young kids to kind of really become whoever they're destined to be. Like, I could see that Blue Ivy is a performer.
Yes.
It seemed like in that video with her and Beyonce, Beyonce was trying to calm her down. She was trying to go off a little bit and do yeah. a little bit more of a dance. Beyonce was like, not now, Blue. Not now. But I'm like, when are we going to see? I know Blue is a superstar.
She is.
You know? And she's shown herself. She's one of the youngest, I believe, the youngest person to get a Grammy or something.
Yes, because she is.
With brown skin girls. So she is, I'm sure, I've already heard she's so smart and so well spoken. And I'm just like ready for Blue's moment. Come on, Blue.
I'm sorry. Blue makes me feel so old. Like, because when I look at, she's growing into such a beautiful young woman. Mm-hmm. And it's like scary almost because you yeah. see, I mean, for some reason, North still looks very young.
She does, yeah.
But Blue is like just blooming before our mm-hmm. eyes. And you can tell that they're grooming, not because she wants it herself. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like they're pushing her into it, but they are grooming her to be a superstar like Beyonce. And I do believe if that voice develops more into more
or
like
Beyonce. It doesn't. It really doesn't have to.
She might take a mama. I'm just saying, because she has that star quality that it just yeah. she shines, you know. So I like you Ooh. Said, I can't wait to see Keeping Up with the North's Wes's.
we know that's coming to Hulu very soon.
Oh yeah. Season 69 will definitely be Keeping Up with the Wes's. And yeah. Last but not least, we're gonna talk about Shannon Sharpe and the Lakers. One thing about Shannon Sharpe, though, he always sharp.
He is sharp. You know, my fiance watches him every day, him and Skip. And I always notice he has like great suits with the ties and like the what's it called? Little pocket squares.
Yes.
He's always dressing. And it was actually my boo who told me about this moment and was like, well, you know what? It was two people. We get a lot of DMs of people asking for stuff. So okay. we had two readers ask about it. But then my boyfriend, he told me more about what was going on. And he was like, you should definitely cover this. So I did. And Shannon reposted us.
Nice.
He retweeted us.
I love that
recognition. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. But yeah, he's wearing Greg Lauren.
So what is he wearing?
A Greg Lauren patchwork cardigan. And I want one.
And that was when the whole moment happened on the court, correct? Mm-hmm, and listen, if you're going to be viral, you want to look amazing while you're doing it, right?
Right, yeah. Because nobody really cared. Some people cared about why he was fighting, but more people were like, where can I get that sweater?
I know. Well, see, I feel like that's a must-have. What is that retailing at?
$3,125.
Let me get dressed, but I'm not putting that back on. I got to do a couple.
Can you send me one?
No. Yeah, you know, Macy's. Somebody got the plug somewhere, right? We need a little stuff. All right. Well, thank you so much for covering that with Fashion Week. And as you said, New York Fashion Week is upon us, and that's going to be the next thing to look out for. Who do you think is going to have a moment? Like, if you could predict.
Well.
Or who are you looking forward to seeing their looks? How about that?
Always Zendaya.
Yes.
Always Rihanna. Hopefully Rihanna will come out to a few shows. You know, Megan used to go to, like, Coach and stuff. I wonder if Megan will be coming to do any Fashion Week shows. Or she'll be kind of keeping it quiet.
Chloe, and you can get your Coach at Macy's, FYI.
Yes, a Coach.
That's right.
Coach shows. Chloe Halle, they're young, up and coming fashion.
Oh, I love them.
And also, like, the girls like Dusty Orr and Jada.
Yes. You know,
they're always showing up and showing out. So,
are they front row? Do they get front row?
At certain shows, yeah. Yeah, these girls have, I mean, they have millions of followers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the brands know what's up.
That's the goal. And they dress them sometimes when they sit front row, right?
Or they buy it, yeah.
Do you get to keep it if they dress you?
No.
Ain't that nice?
Do, but not
Okay, so usually we have like a final question, but I thought us covering Fashion Week was going to be more ideal because obviously Macy's has all the good fashions. You know everything about fashion, and I love fashion. So if anybody wants to hit us up for a final question to undress, we're still doing that, y'all. All you have to do is follow us at the Undress and Run podcast, and you can DM us for your chance to be featured. You're listening to the Undress and Run podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressandrunpod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And Claire, I want people to know how they can support you. Where can they find all your great, amazing content? I know where to find it, and they know where to find it, but we're just going to remind them.
Yes, well, come, you know, follow us on Instagram at Fashion Bomb Daily. Also, we're having an event during Fashion Week. Everybody's invited, and you can RSVP at thefabbies.eventbrite.com. Mm-hmm. And if you want to follow me, just follow me at Claire Somers. So.
And make sure when you come around, Claire, you dress your best, okay?
Oh, gosh.
So you can maybe end up on Fashion Bomb Daily, just like Shannon Sharp. You know, make sure you're flying your Macy's gear and go to the Fabbies and show out for New York Fashion Week, because I know that that's what I'm going to be doing. And that means my pockets are going to be a little lighter, but that makes you skinnier.
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Undress and Run podcast. Put your sweater back on, Claire, because we done. We
definitely. Yes.
I'm gonna put my bra on. Yeah, let's find it all back on. And we will see you guys next week. Make sure y'all check out our past episodes, rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend. The Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by Macy's.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Follow at the Undressing Room Podcast on all socials. Executive produced by Kobe Cove Tyner. Assistant produced by Alexis Felder. Edited by Dunkus. Senior Director of Podcast Operations, Sierra Reed. Sales and Corporate Partnerships, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, Lori Hall, and Khadijah Campbell. Digital Marketing, Walter Gaynor, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Thank you for listening to the Undressing Room Podcast.
See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.